It's hour number two of Blues Before Sunrise.
Give him a drink, Mr. House Man, cause he sure is sending me. That's what I'm talking about. Ooh, hey, you in the corner. Take that look off your face. If you think about your troubles, you're in the wrong place. Let them romp and stomp. I mean, everybody romp. Don't worry about the time. Take your hands off the clock. If you want some more to drink, just look upon the shelf. I know it's good stuff, cause I made it myself. Let them romp and stomp. I mean, everybody romp. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock. Old Shorty had too much to drink. Let's drag him in the kitchen, throw him in the sink. Let's romp and stomp. I mean, everybody rock. Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock. We got pigs, beef, potatoes, chicken salad too, 40 yards of chitlin' and some fine barbecue. That's fit for the king. Let everybody stomp. Are you rocking? Don't worry about the time. Take the hands off the clock.
And there's Tiny Bradshaw. From March 1947, Take the Hands Off the Clock. That was recorded for the Savoy label, and it was Wild Bill Davis who later made a name for himself on the organ, here on piano. Tiny Bradshaw to get us started. It's Blues Before Sunrise, and I'm Steve Cushing, and this is Amos Milbourne.
Packing up my clothes today, no matter what you do or say, that was the last mistake you'll ever make. Goodbye. And if I never see your face while traveling round from place to place, I know I won't regret my telling you goodbye. I knew you didn't love me, but thought I'd take a chance. I just can't stand your music, baby, that's the reason I won't dance. Go get another fool to play, cause when I leave, I'm gonna stay. I've got just one more little word to say goodbye. Thank you. take a chance. I just can't stand your music. Baby, that's the reason I won't dance. Go get another fool to play. Cause when I leave, I'm gonna stay. I've got just one more little word to say. Goodbye.
If you are, please look this way.
Are you out there?
If you are, please look this way. If I could feel your eyes upon me, well then I'd know just what to say.
Thank you.
Oh, I thought I heard her laughing. It came from over there. I know I heard her. I bet she's out there somewhere. Do you hear me? And if you do, please answer me. I've had heartaches so long, baby. My heart is sore as a pain to be.
Ruth Brown from May 1949, and It's Raining, rounds out our set. We started with Amos Milbourne, and just like everything that Amos did in the prime of his career, it was all done for the Aladdin label. That was your last mistake, Goodbye, from April 1951, Amos Milbourne, piano and vocal. Then Winoni Harris, July 1951, and My Playful Baby's Gone. We heard Percy Mayfield recorded for the Chess Brothers in April 1954, Are You Out There? And then Ruth Brown and It's Raining, May 1949. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water.
Don't tell me nothing.
I tell you ain't mean nothing. You don't tell me to shut up.
Don't turn my collar loose.
Turn your collar loose. What's I'm going to throw you out of this house. That's what I'm going to do.
Get out of there.
Now listen here, big boy. You can't do that to me because, damn it, I'm the one that's taking care of you.
You didn't have to throw me out. I could have thrown my darn self out of there. I like your nerve. I've been nice to you, woman. In a week past, I don't give you 15, 20, 30, sometimes 40 cents a week. And you talking about, and of course I had a little drink of gin. What you got to do with it? You didn't buy it. I get up every Monday morning and go around and get all the washing I can find and sit down and look at you wash them clothes, and you say, I don't appreciate you. I like your nerve. I'll come back there and pulverize you, you son of a biscuit eater, you. I know all the time you didn't want me in that house. When you wrapped my lunch up in that road map, I know you want me to leave. You think somebody crazy, I'll take you around and try to wine and dine you and think, okay, the restaurant. I said, I ain't got but a dollar and a half in my pocket and a half a pint of liquor. Don't order a whole lot of expensive food. What you did? Sit down there talking about, I want some sliced tomatoes and french fried potatoes. You ought to see your mouth when you said potatoes. Look like somebody been eating green persimmons. That's what you order when you got money. When you got money, you want sliced tomatoes and french fried potatoes. But when you broke as hell, you want tomatoes and taters. I never heard of something like that.
Seals it, boy.
What's wrong?
Seal, what the devil wrong with you, boy?
I got tired. My ankle hurt, and I sit down there resting a while.
You laying down on the ground. What's wrong with you?
Well, I've been resting, you know.
You don't lay down, whooped you and throw you out the house again.
Don't put that lie out now. Don't come here with that lie.
No,
my wife ain't touched me.
She ain't done it?
I was just sitting here resting. That's all I was doing.
You were laying down there resting.
Yeah.
You in the habit of laying down and resting like that all the time?
That ain't none of your business.
What you
laughing at now?
I let you tell that lie.
Oh, what's wrong?
Me and Al Carter standing right down that corner, and we just talking, and Al said, Pig, here come Seals out his house again. Your wife told you out that house, and Al said, there ain't come. Boy, you ain't nothing but a sucker. That's all you is.
What do you mean, a sucker?
Your wife treats you like a dog.
My wife ain't threw me in no house.
I'm looking around when you come out.
I come in and stumble down there and kind of sprain my ankle. I said, let me sit down here and rub it a little bit. That's all that was.
You're just a garbage mouth lie. You ain't done nothing. Why'd you admit it? No longer than last Wednesday night, I saw your wife whooping you, and I stood on that corner and looked at, saw your frame of your body through that window machine. Boy, you ain't nothing but a sucker. You was a first-class, educated sucker. That's all you are.
You saw my wife.
Every time the clock goes tick-tock-tock, you was a sucker, sucker, sucker. That's all you are.
Hey.
I saw your wife when you whooped
you. You ain't saw my wife. You saw my wife with me.
Last Wednesday night.
Oh, man, you a sanctified liar. You must saw somebody. You ain't saw me.
I saw. Look, I couldn't see. All I see
was. Where you saw?
All I could see was your body. The shade was down. And your wife was whipping you, boy. Now, I saw that last Wednesday night.
Last Wednesday night?
Yes, sir.
You looking through the window?
I was standing out there looking right up in the window and saw it.
Saw my wife
whipping you?
Now, you see, I know you lying.
How?
You lying like a dog.
What do you mean?
Because I wasn't even home Wednesday night.
You wasn't home last Wednesday night?
No.
It must have been your husband-in-law then. I don't know.
What you mean? I'll go
Seal,
ahead.
Let me tell
I'll
you.
Go kill that woman.
No, don't go nowhere.
No, don't tell me.
No, don't go see
No, don't tell me.
No,
I'm going to fix up.
You out,
now,
ancient.
Now, Wednesday night that was.
Yeah.
But I went.
You out now. You
Wednesday
out.
Night.
Stay out, Seal.
No, I'm going to get.
Don't go back.
Turn me loose, man.
Seals, don't
turn
go
me loose.
I'm holding you, Seal.
I said, turn me loose.
Don't go back here.
Turn me loose,
well,
man.
Go ahead, hey. You got to go there.
What the devil wrong with you?
You want to go so bad, go on back and I'll beat your brains out.
Push me in there. That woman hit me with that skillet again. I was done. You'll pulverize you.
You ain't nothing but a fool. Let me tell you something about yourself. You see that house over there? I live in my house.
Where, right now?
I live there, man. I don't camp in there. I live in there.
Oh, I remember.
When I moved out last year, I've been living in the house 1 year. You ain't never seen my wife in your life.
I saw that big van when it backed up there.
That's all you saw was a van.
That was you.
All my furniture and my wife was in the back of that van.
Sure.
I don't allow my wife to breathe.
Sure enough.
Unless I tell her to breathe.
Boy, you're cruel.
You doggone right I'm cruel. I don't like that stuff. I run my house.
I ain't seen your wife.
Let me, you ain't gonna never see her. You and nobody else ain't seen her.
Oh.
I don't allow nobody to see her because I tell her, sit down, she stay there.
Sit down.
She
stay
better
down.
Stay there. Doggone her soul, I'll kill her. I'm a hard son of a gun to my wife.
Calm yourself now.
Let me tell you something, boy. I live in that house you see me in.
Oh, yeah?
I ain't camping in there. I'm living in there.
Oh.
When the sun sets in the eastern hemisphere
uh-huh.
and goes around the horizon to the western hemisphere,
yeah.
365 days in every year,
yeah.
you find me calling Nard right in that house right there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I don't go for no job.
No.
I walked out my house this morning and told my wife I want some turkey.
Turkey?
She better have it on the table.
She gonna have it ready?
If she ain't got that turkey when I walk in there, somebody's coming out and ain't gonna be me.
Woo! Boy, you is hard-hearted.
Wait, I'll show you. I'm going to get my turkey right now. And my wife better have it on the table, doggone her. So, hey, baby, where's my turkey at? Now, you ain't got my turkey? Shut up, woman. Shut up.
Big. Boy, don't it. He gonna kill
shut
that woman.
I'll kill you. Shut up. Oh. Don't you holler. I'll kill you, doggone her. I'll kill you.
Boy, you want that turkey,
I'll tell you something. You do it. Doggone your soul. I told you to have some turkey on that table. You ain't got no turkey. Who ever seen turkey with hair on the leg?
Boy, you was something.
I'll tell her. I don't like that stuff, boy. Let me tell you something about my wife. I don't allow my wife to breathe.
I see
unless
that.
I do it. Do I whip her?
You whipped her.
Shake my hand.
Oh, boy.
Don't blow your soul. I know what I'm doing.
You can't do that to me, big boy. Remember, I'll take care of you.
Oh,
man. You got a sissy.
Oh,
Jones from October 1952 and Hello Stranger, and it just had me real curious as to exactly which label Grant Jones was. That was on the United label, and let's see, I was just, Red Saunders in the band accompanying, that's pretty good stuff, and they list that as being from October of 1952. Okay, I'll lay down the discography and get back to the microphone. Grant Jones rounds out our set there. We started with Pigmeat Markham and Company, captured live at the Regal Theater in Chicago as late as March of 1968. And we can all thank Ralph Bass for the recordings of both Pigmeat Markham and Mom's Mabel. He was the guy who oversaw those recordings. After Pigmeat, we listened to a couple by Chris Powell and his band. I believe that I played these the last time I pulled out the CD. And the thing that I found fascinating was the vocalist. That was a man singing, believe it or not. He called himself Johnny Echo. First, we heard him do My Love Is Gone from February 1951. And then Blue Boy from March of 1952, and in the liner notes, there's a discussion of just exactly who Johnny Echo was a pseudonym, and one guy thought it was the lesser-known lead from the Ravens, not Maith Marshall, but somebody else who passed through the band, and the other, there was another name that was suggested there that I'd never heard. We'll have to see if there are anything else out there by Johnny Echo. Those were both with Chris Powell. That led us around to Grant Jones and Hello Stranger. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm Steve Cushing. We're going to change eras now. We're going to go back to pre-war days, things before World War II. Let's start with Will Ezell. Will Ezell was the house pianist for the Paramount label, and here's a side he did for them in September 1927, calls it the West Coast Rag.
And I'm left here all alone. My mother died, and it ain't been so long ago. My mother died, ain't been so long ago. Well, the good times I used to have, baby, I cannot have no more. Sometimes I wonder, sometimes I do not know. Sometimes I wonder, baby, sometimes I do not know. Why Why people want to mistreat me, babe, no matter where in this world I go. And I'm a mother's child, sometimes I'm out and down. And I'm a mother's child, babe, sometimes I'm out and down. I'm a stranger here, baby, and I just blowed in your town. Now I'm leaving, baby, if you never see me anymore. Now I'm leaving, baby, if you never see me anymore. All I ask you to do, kind rider, just remember my footsteps round your door.
All right, I'll bet you didn't guess. That is an unissued Leroy Carr Scrapper Blackwell. Said, unissued test pressings and alternate takes. This is take two of Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child. Done August of 1934, Leroy Carr, piano, vocals, Scrapper Blackwell on guitar. Before that, we listened to Will Ezell and the West Coast Rag on the Paramount label, September of 1927. And it's time for our Ethel Waters session. If you've been paying any attention this year, in fact, we started it the first of the year, and have been doing, I guess we missed 1 week now in the series, but what we're doing, listening to all of the recordings, studio recordings, that Ethel Waters did from 1921 through 1941, which is when, for her, the recording ban went into effect. And what we're doing is listening to a complete session each week, taking them in chronological order. Last week, we listened to the 20th session, which was, remember, it was a single side, Shake That Thing, done in December of 1925. We move into the year 1926 this week, the 21st session, held for the Columbia label in New York City, and Pearl Wright, her usual pianist, is missing from the session. It's Fletcher Henderson on piano, and his trumpet man, Joe Smith, on the cornet here. Three sides, I Found a New Baby, which was a pop hit of the times, then Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, and the last side in the session, Bring Your Greenbacks. Three sides, Ethel Waters, a complete session, January 22nd of 1926.
Everybody look at me, happy girlie, you will see, I've got someone nice, oh gee, oh joy, what bliss, just the treasure that I need, pure as gold and guaranteed, is he handsome, yes indeed. Let me tell you this, I found a new baby, a sweet honey boy. My fashion plate, baby, has thrilled me with joy. His new way of loving has made me his slave. His sweet turtle doving is all that I crave. Sweetest kiss, what a kiss, full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Tells me lies, but he's wise, naughty eyes, mesmerize, I vow, and how. I don't mean, baby, I've just had to fall. I found a new baby, that's all. Thank you. boy. My fashion plate, baby, has thrilled me with joy. His new way of loving has made me his slave. His sweet turtle doving is all that I crave. Sweetest kiss, what a kiss, full of bliss, can't resist somehow. Tells me lies, but he's wise, naughty eyes, mesmerize, I bow, and how, I don't mean maybe, I just met you fall. I found a new baby, that's all. Cruel Daddy, please let me in.
Say, broad, you got any money?
I ain't got a cent to my name.
Get away from that. Get away from that.
Daddy, I'm so hungry, I've been out in the front yard eating that short grass.
Well, broad, that's too bad. Really too bad you've been out in the front yard eating that short grass. Go in the backyard where it's longer.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. Remember, I knew you when you couldn't eat and you wasn't sick. But won't you listen to what I've got to say?
Well, hurry up, Broad. I ain't got but a few minutes.
I've roamed this town till my feet are sore. I'm out and down. That's why I'm at your door. Won't you take me back? But if you don't want me no more, here's all I ask of you. Don't drive me, honey, from your door. Just make me a pallet on the floor. My weary head. Oh, please take me in your arms once more. I'm just a lonesome rolling stone, so tired of
be my man, bring the green back
see my man. Bring the green back when you call. 'Cause I've just got enough for myself, and I can't spend nothing at all. Don't come asking me for my money, 'cause it ain't no use. For all you'll get from me is going to be abuse. So if you want to be my man, bring the green back when you call. Now I'll give you a piece of cake, also a piece of pie, but not a nail piece of flesh, 'cause meat's too high. So if you want to be my man, just bring the green back when you call.
All right, a complete session. That was Ethel Waters' 21st session, again January 22nd, 1926, on the Columbia label. Three Sides in a Row, I Found a New Baby, then Make Me a Pallet on the Floor, and Bring Your Greenbacks. Fletcher Henderson on piano, Joe Smith on cornet. We'll do another session next week. We'll do the 22nd session. Let's see, what do we got there? How many? Three sides again next time. For some reason, instead of doing four sides, they seem to be doing three. Well, in the time we've got left, it's time for our Vintage Gospel set. Vintage Gospel set starts with Bryant's Jubilee Quartet. This goes back to March of 1931.
Home loving brothers, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's book down? He'll be your pillow, hide me over in the rock of ages, rock of ages, rest for me.
From the mound of every plenty, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Dreams of mercy, never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's book down to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages, fail for me.
Jesus brought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God, he to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's book down? He'll be your pillow, hide me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages, fell for me.
Oh, to great, how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee.
Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's book down? He'll be your pillow, hide me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages, fail for me. Oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's book down? He'll be your pillow, hide me over in the rocks of ages, rocks of ages.
John 3:16, while God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have life. The thought that comes to our mind this morning is the love of God for the world. God had so much love for this world that he sent his only Son, the darling Prince of Peace, the Lamb of God, to come and die in the world that we might have a right to eternal and everlasting life. The question was asked by Job, if a man dies, shall he live again? He said, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. Jesus gave answers to that question on Calvary's rugged height when he said, I am the resurrection of life. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, yet shall he live. Ezekiel looked with an eye of faith at the love that God had for the world. He saw him as he come rolling down the mountain height as a wheel within a wheel, rolled into your heart and mine, set it on hallowed fire for Jesus, set our framed immortal order to receive him at this coming. Daniel looked at him with an eye single to the glory of his love, and he cried out, all the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change comes. I will show to the world that God is love. In showing and depicting the picture of the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, when his love was so great for them that they were not consumed and the flames could do them no harm. The same is true to you and I, who are sinners, are wandering about in the waste howling wilderness, tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. We heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I am with you always, even until the world shall end. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your wearied soul. The Lord is my shepherd, said David, and I shall not want. Showing that he realized that the love of God was so great that he led us beside the still waters of life. He fed us from the green pastures of eternity. And the same is true with you and me, my father's children. The Lord is our shepherd, and his love is so great for us that he sheds his love and his arms of mercy around us. He keeps us from all harm, hurt, and danger. When the storms of life are confronting us on every side, when we are tossed and driven like a ship upon the sea, we realize that God is our refuge and our strength, and no harm shall befall us, no danger shall betide us, because God is our refuge. In him we live and move and have our being, and realize that our peace calling and election is made sure through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Well, loving God, this is a love in my heart. Well, he wrote my soul a message that he wanted me to know. Well, the spirit of love divine in this sinful soul of mine.
Hallelujah,
when
God,
this is love in my heart.
In my heart.
Oh, well, I said I wouldn't tell it to a living soul. How he brought salvation and he made me whole. Couldn't be such a love as Jesus. I did him hard. Oh, it makes me laugh and it makes me cry.
In my heart,
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 in my
when God dips his love in my heart.
Five Blind Boys of Mississippi. That was Archie Brownlee doing all the shouting there, which is a good thing. When God Dips His Pen from the year 1948. It rounds out the set. We started with Bryant's Jubilee Quartet and When the World's on Fire from March 1931. The Reverend W.A. White with sort of a mild sermon, God So Loved the World, from January 1927, and then the Five Blind Boys to wrap things up. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number three. You hang around.